This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who? Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, hey there, kids. How are you? Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you on a very big Saturday night. We've got a huge night tonight. Monica Crowley, Sean Spicer, former Second Lady Lynn Cheney, Charmaine Ghost. Mr. O'Keefe is back with us from Project Veritas, and we've also got Sissy Graham Lynch, one of my favorite people on planet Earth. They're all lined up to be with us tonight in one way or another, and we are welcoming you into a very big episode of Radio Night Live. Why is it so big? Well, it happens to be the first week that we are live since my map went viral on Wednesday. And if you're joining us on Twitter, on Periscope, on the stream tonight, and there are hundreds of you jumping into the stream right now, I just want to say thank you. You've added to our ranks by nearly 30,000 in the last 3.5 days, and I just feel humbled and honored and grateful for your following us. And I'm going to try to I make a few promises to the people that either listen to my shows or follow me on social media, and one of them is I will do my best to always tell you the exact truth as I know it. If I get corrected about something, I will always go back and make that right. No one in journalism, no one in media ever gets it right 100% of the time, but we do our best to be accurate. That map that I released this week, it is the first of what will be probably several. As we get closer to November 3rd, we're going to do our best to tell you what I think is going to happen on that night. And guess what, friends? It does not match up with what the rest of the media is saying. Just today, so many more stories about why the polls seem so dissonant from the American people. The polls saying Biden up 14, Biden up 16, Biden up this and that. And then you look at actual news stories where, and there was one I found on social media just before I came to the studio. Big rally in Yuma, Arizona today that the Biden bus pulled into. There were like 12 people in a parking lot. Every one of them had a sign, and they took a nice picture outside the bus, but that was it. It doesn't make any sense. And that's going to get worse as long as Joe Biden continues his current path of evasion on one of the most important issues in the election, and that has to do with the Supreme Court. Now, I want to play for you two interesting little bits of video here if I get the thumbs up from our video operator, because there's two pieces of video today that I think are stunning for an American voting populace to hear. First, this interaction with a reporter that he had late yesterday. Take a look.
Before that, we had a chance to interview Biden one-on-one and ask him if he plans to pack the Supreme Court with more justices if he wins. Here was that exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to
stop
the
tape. Stop the tape. He's not going to play this game. Did you see what he did in one answer with two different statements to a very direct question? The reporter says, my viewers are asking this question. They want to know. The first thing he does is diminish the value of those viewers. So he says, those are probably just Republicans. I'm sorry. I don't know. I get people writing me all the time. I don't know what their political affiliation is. What we try to do is, if you write me, is I just try to give you the answer. I can't understand why someone who's asking to serve the people of the United States would say, well, you know, not Republicans. If you're the Democrat, isn't your message you're going to try to bring everyone together? You're going to try to represent everybody? You're going to try to fight for the constitutional applicational rights for everyone? When did we start chopping things up into bits? But then the second part of that is the part that's really, really troublesome, because then the reporter says, well, don't they deserve to know? And without skipping a beat, Joe Biden says, no, they don't deserve to know. 888-340-3373. I'm going to take a simple poll tonight on the air. I'm going to log it. If you make it on the air, you're going to get registered in the poll. I'm going to publish it tomorrow. Do you deserve to know his position on any of the major campaign issues, not just court packing, but do you deserve to know his position? He said just the day before this interchange that we had today, just before that one yesterday, he said, well, wait until I'm elected and then I'll tell you what I believe about court packing. Now, he's also doing something else in this, and the second piece of video I want you to see is exemplary of what he's now adapting as a new strategy about the court packing issue on the trail. Play that that second cut.
Look, the only court packing going on right now, it's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now.
All right, stop,
by the
stop the tape there. He said it twice, and it's completely false. He said the only packing that's going on in the court is what's happening now. Friends, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. Now, if that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I was told recently by an old friend that I used to be very scary. I'm trying not to be as scary anymore these days. But I can't sit here and just let that go past. What the president is engaged in currently, replacing the vacancy by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is constitutional. It's constitutional in how it's applied. The president is the president until the end of his term, which is January 20th of next year. No time at any time in the modern era or in the history of the United States has a party held both the Senate and the presidency that they didn't put the nominee through. Every time the Senate and the presidency have been held by opposite parties, the nominee in an election year hasn't gone through. So in 18, you had the last go around in 16, you had the presidency and you had the Senate. One was Democrat, one was Republican. They didn't get the nominee through. In this year, you have the Senate and the presidency, both Republican. The nominee goes through. That's the way it's always been. Every historical precedent. 10 times at least on both sides of that. So what he's saying is just not true. But then to say, so that's one level of it. But then to say flat out that the people don't deserve to know whether or not he's going to pack the court, 888-340-3373. I want to know if you believe that you as a voter have the right to know. Do you deserve to know his issue, his position on packing the court? And for those of you joining us and you know what packing the court is, it's basically if they get Amy Coney Barrett in, he's saying we're going to come back and we're going to add 3 more seats to the Supreme Court and then we're going to have the permanent majority for our side. It would break 150-year precedent to do that. If they win the House and the Senate and the presidency, I suppose that they probably could get away with it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, taking your calls as you dial us up. Guys, did we get a call? Because I don't see any name on the screen. Okay. I thought I heard the phone ring, but I didn't. Wasn't for sure. All right. So it's a simple question. It's not a tough poll. Joe Biden believes you don't have the right to know what his belief is about this issue. Why is that important? Well, what other area of executive activity impacts the life of not just your child, your grandchildren, but maybe generations beyond that, outside the Supreme Court? If you pass laws, they may last for a while until they get struck down. You pass new laws, they may stay for a while until a new group comes in and they write a law that nullifies that law. Those things go back and forth. But when a court makes a ruling, it lasts. And as we have seen, those of us that are pro-life, we've seen that they have devastating consequences when those rulings are bad. Roe v. Wade has taken the life of close to 70 million children since 1973. It's a big deal to mess with the court, especially casually, to talk about, oh, yeah, we'll just shuffle it like a deck of cards and do whatever we want to just get the way we want. It breaks precedent. It breaks standard rule, but that's all beside the fact. He believes fundamentally he's not accountable to you, that you don't have the right to know his opinion on what could be one of the most formative issues in the coming term of president. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Eric calling from AM 1380 in California tonight. Eric, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I agree with you. I want to know what Biden thinks about packing the court, and I want to know also why he called it unconstitutional, what the Republicans are doing, when, like you just pointed out, it's been done 10 times or more in the past.
Yeah.
It's always the part, you know, that's just open. They're lying.
Well, that's what I think. Eric, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. And I've got you down for the first vote tonight. You believe that you do have the right to know. Friends, it's simple. 888-340-3373. We've got Sean Spicer joining me. We've got a big show. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Earlier this week, of course, the vice presidents, the candidates at least, went into debate mode, and they had a little bit of fun at each other's expense. One of them smirking and sneering the whole time, the other trying to be the gentleman that he's known to be. But had to still speak very strongly about a couple of things. And I had a chance the very next day to sit down with Sean Spicer, who is the former press secretary for the Trump White House. And I wanted to get his take on exactly what he felt about how the two sides performed. And that's what I asked him. What did you see, Sean?
I think, look, so first of all, I think both sides kind of did what they had to do with their respective bases. That being said, I think the vice president crushed it. He was cool, calm, collective. He was informed. He was strategic. He had great lines that he brought out at the right time that showed the contrast between them. He pressed her when appropriate. He called on the moderator when that was appropriate. His demeanor was perfect. I think if you're a conservative, you couldn't be more prouder of how he handled himself last night.
Yeah, and Sean, from your days on the trail, do debates move the needle at all? And is there anything different about the COVID era that we're in, and even the age of these two guys? If they take the oath, either one of them will be the oldest president to be sworn in. That made last night's debate a little more important.
It's a great question, Kevin. It should be more important. It should be something that voters are starting to think of, because you're right. I mean, you got two guys in their 70s. One currently has COVID, although he's recovering unbelievably. I spoke to the president last night, and when he says that he feels 20 years younger, he actually sounds 20 years younger, too. So, you know, I think it should. I just don't know how much it will. I think that right now, this election is pretty much just coming down to whether or not you like Donald Trump or not. I mean, they could take Joe Biden off the ballot and replace him with anybody, and you'd probably get the same outcome. So it is not a Trump versus Biden race so much as it is it's Trump versus Trump. And if you like Trump, you're going forward. If you don't, you're not going to vote for him. But no one's attracted to Joe Biden right now. It's not like he has some compelling thing. He's flip-flopped on countless issues. He's been on the side of numerous of the same issue last night. You just played the thing on taxes. But we saw this with the Green New Deal, where even the moderator, Susan Page, called him out and said, it's on your website, like now. And it's embarrassing. I don't think that it's going to make that much of a difference, because where we are politically speaking, most people know who they're supporting and why.
Right.
And so it might have fired up some people. What I said last night after the debate was that, you know, people, I think Mike Pence may have reassured some Republican people that were on the fence that, you know, hey, this is what's at stake. He really made the case. And so from that standpoint, I think he could have helped some of the low propensity voters or some of the on the fence voters that were thinking of voting for Trump, but, you know, had some issue with his tone or his tenure or whatever. So from that standpoint, I think it was helpful.
Well, and let me ask you this. So coming out of that last night, of course, the Commission on Debates this morning tried to
I don't know, pull a fast one and say next one's going to be on Zoom. And, of course, that accomplishes more than one problem solved for Biden. They can not only get a mute button on the president, but then you can also let him have his teleprompter and his aides and everything else in the room, you know, if they're doing it from their office with their laptop. I also think half the time it would be spent with the moderator saying, no, Mr. Vice President, that's the leave button. No, don't go. Oh, come on back. No, it's the unmute. We'll take care of it. But all of that fun aside, the president, without even skipping a beat, says, nope, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. And I think that he's right on that. Will there be a next debate between these two?
I don't know, because, you know, I kind of tend to believe that this was the beginning of a negotiation, that he is going to say, I'm not doing this. And then they're going to say, well, and then they come back and say, well, I mean, because look, the commission did this unilaterally. It did not inform the campaign. It did not ask the campaign. But we know it favored the Biden campaign. This is what they wanted. So, I mean, everyone keeps saying, oh, they didn't talk to them first. But if I know what you want first, it's not like it's going to be a huge problem when I announce something that's in your favor. I just have to believe. I know the president wants to get him back on stage, and so I think that there's a scenario where you could say, "Hey, why don't the two principals get on stage with the moderator and the crowd, if you will? The town hall is conducted by Zoom. That's fine to me, but as long as the people get to see the two candidates interact with themselves, the facial expressions, all that's fine." But if we can't see them together, then there's really no point. Then it's like a TV interview.
Yeah, well, and that's the complaint about these debates so far, is that the moderators have been far too present and have made way too much of an impact in terms of the feel of the outcome of the thing. And I'm curious your thoughts on that. Would you prefer to see a little more freewheeling back and forth, or do you like this timed control thing where they're saying, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, we've got to move along, we've got to move along?
Well, I think the moderator, the less of a role the moderator plays, the better. So, I think, you know, if it has to be time, if it says, okay, we're going to talk about taxes and the economy for 10 minutes, have at it. And then after 10 minutes, we say, okay, we're going to move to national defense or something. I'm fine with that. I think the less active role that the moderator plays, the better. They shouldn't be there to do this. And if these guys can't handle it, you know, mixing it up with themselves, then they're not going to be able to handle being on stage with, you know, dictators and tyrants and things like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can't take a little bit from President Trump on the debate stage, how are you going to handle Kim Jong-un or, you know, Premier Xi or whoever else that you're dealing with at the time?
Right, exactly. But, you know, the funny part is you mentioned that my book, Leading America, comes out on Tuesday. And part of the reason that I wrote this is that, you know, it is what the president's been able to do in these 3.5-plus years and what's at stake. And because I think you saw it last night in this debate. And I lay this out in the book because you've got Hollywood, big tech, corporate America, academia, all of these forces urging to the left. And I think that, you know, given their... if they're gone unchecked, and that's what it would be with Biden and Harris and then a Democratic Senate, et cetera. And when that happens, Katie barred the door on any kind of conservative values that you might think will still be around.
I don't think you can dispute what the former press secretary said there. His book is called Leading America. Sean Spicer spoke with me this week right after the vice presidential debate. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and expecting some more of your calls coming up. 888-340-3373. Later this hour, James O'Keefe rejoins us to give us an inside look at actual vote fraud that's taking place in Minnesota. They found 300 ballots of senior citizens all in one person's car. You have to hear the actual story from James to get it. Anyway, that's coming up, but we're taking more of your calls next. 888-340-3373. Joe Biden says you don't deserve to know his position on packing the courts. Do you agree with that? Taking a poll. 888-340-3373. Coming right back live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thank you. I love you too.
Enthusiastic supporters showing up for President Trump's first event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. President Trump, speaking from the White House balcony, says a vaccine is coming out very, very soon.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, campaigning in Pennsylvania, was asked about the president's event at the White House.
I think it's important the president make sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court announcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it Landmark?
One of my favorite views of Lower Manhattan. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us live from New York tonight. And even though our city is struggling with the crime and the riots and everything else, there's still a certain degree of poetry that my heart feels when I see that shot. So thanks to the crew for getting me in the right frame of mind there. Hey, we're taking your calls. Joe Biden was asked by a reporter earlier today, and this is what he said about your rights to know his position on whether or not he will pack the court. In other words, try to add all these extra Supreme Court justices just so that they can have the majority. Take a listen to what he said.
I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
All right, so that's it. He's not going to play his game, whoever's game he's talking about, probably Trump. And he's saying, no, the voters don't deserve to know. He had just said a couple of days ago, after the election, he would tell us what his position on all of it was. I wasn't satisfied with that as a voter. I want to know the clear understanding of what your position is. Then I can hold it in contrast with the other candidates, and I can pick the candidate that has the position that it's closest to mine. 888-340-3373. I'm taking your calls to see what you think about it and how you feel about it. Let's go to line one. Gloria is watching in Indiana tonight on social media. Hey, Gloria, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
What's your take on Mr. Biden?
Well, I think that he needs to let us know. We will be employing him. The Democrats think that they should know about Trump's taxes, but they think we shouldn't know about Biden's plans to pack the court, which affects us more than Trump's taxes ever would. And I just think he's hiding the whole thing, and I think he plans to pack the court.
Well, he certainly could be very simple to it would be very simple to just say no. I mean, if that's not your intent,
but
I don't believe
I don't believe it's not his intention. I believe it is his intention.
Yeah. All right, Gloria, thanks for your vote. I've got you marked as someone who feels like she does deserve to know, and I think you're right. Let's go to line two. Mike is in Maryland. By the way, you want to join the phone calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Mike is joining us from Maryland tonight. We haven't had a call from Maryland in quite a while. Mike, congratulations. You broke through. Welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm in Maryland, but I'm a Tennessee native, so that's, I guess, that's why, where my views come from. But yeah, I think Joe Biden, what he said, voters don't deserve to know. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Voters do deserve to know. We're the ones casting our vote.
Well, and I like what Gloria said. He's kind of in the middle of a job interview right now, right? I mean, he's asking us to hire him.
Yep, exactly.
Generally, you do better in job interviews if you're candid about things. I mean,
exactly, and that's for the highest office in the land.
Yeah, and by far one of the greatest responsibilities. You know what's interesting about that, Mike? And thank you for the call. I'll let you go. Thanks for listening and telling your friends to listen. I heard for the first time this week that when Barack Obama was getting ready to take out what was his name, the Al Qaeda leader. Help me out. Bin Laden. Yeah, Bin Laden. It came back to me. When Obama was getting ready to take out Bin Laden, and they had the intelligence, and they were in the Situation Room, and they had planned the operation, he went around the table, and he asked everybody in the room, are we ready to do this? Do you know who the only person in the room that voted against taking out Osama Bin Laden? It was Joe Biden. I mean, I find it incredible that he wants to be the commander in chief. And look, I didn't agree with a bunch of stuff Obama did. I wrote a whole book about it. It was my best selling book ever. But I liked that. I thought that was a no brainer. I thought Americans, yeah, let's go get the terrorists that, you know, killed all of our people. Landed the helicopters, got in there, got him, buried him at sea. I mean, we took care of it, you know, nice and clean. Joe Biden sitting there going, come on, man. No, we're not doing that. And now he won't tell us about what his ideas about the court should be. And that would defy, if he did try to pack the court. And in fact, I think historically the last president that brought this up was FDR in the World War II years. And he had a majority in both houses. And of course, he was the president. And even he got his hand slapped when he said, this is what we should do. I think it would be unwise to break precedent. Let the people decide. Let the people decide the direction of the court as it's been decided for the last number of years and is being decided now. 888-340-3373. But at least, Joe, tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us where you stand on it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Vote fraud's alive in Minnesota. James O'Keefe weighs in. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mind. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Breaking news as it happens is what we do here. And today, if you woke up like a lot of us did and across Twitter you started seeing new videos from Project Veritas, you knew something was up of significant stature. And it is always a pleasure to bring James O'Keefe back to the show to talk about it. If you're not familiar with Project Veritas, then you need to be, you need to listen very carefully for the next few minutes, because what they consistently do is deliver for you news and information that is not given anywhere else. James, it's good to see you. Good to have you back. Thanks for being here. What did you and your team uncover in basically Ilhan Omar's voting district in Minnesota.
Yeah, we uncovered on tape voter fraud, ballot harvesters taking hundreds of ballots, brag about doing illegal activities, and a guy in his car there saying, I've got hundreds of ballots, money is king, taking away the ballots from elderly people in these residential communities in Minneapolis where a lot of these Somalians live. They've been taking advantage of these people, the Somalians. They say they don't care about them, and it's basically an open secret there in Minneapolis. A lot of these people on the videotape are speaking in English and Somali or broken Somali, so we've had to translate the tapes for you. But this is part one of a series of videos that show what Bill Barr and President Trump have said happens, and the media and the FBI says it does not happen. So we're kind of going out against the whole machine, up against the whole system here,
right?
But we're catching them on tape in the act.
Let's break that down for just a second. James, you've made a career out of exposing things that people never intended to be exposed. Voter fraud has become one of the most contentious things. If you say something about it to a Democrat, they're likely to slap you and walk away. But it does not seem to be a far stretch in a country where the insistence is we won't use voter ID, we won't use forms of accountability when it comes to even in this year sending out ballots. I've been talking on my show the last couple of weeks. Dead voter in New Jersey received a voter registration confirmation that is he hasn't voted in 11 years. Why do you think there is this pushback, particularly you mentioned the FBI, from those that may have been around a long time to not want to acknowledge the degree? 300 votes in that particular district, could that swing the state for Trump in another?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was the Senate race in 2008 with Al Franken, which I think was decided by under 1,000 votes. So if one video shows a guy in a car with 300 ballots, and you have evidence of these ballots being filled out, they're empty. This is on the video, right?
Right.
We watch the video. The guy's in the car. So this is a crime. It's certainly a state crime. It's a federal crime. And people should not be doubting this evidence. You asked me a question. Why do I think the FBI is not doing something about it? Why don't people do something about it? Because the director of the FBI, a man named Christopher Wray, stated publicly that there's no fraud. Now, I think it's deeply ironic that a director of a federal bureau of investigation is saying that there's no fraud. Let me tell you that when you have 25% or 25 million ballots going out, there's going to be fraud of a certain magnitude. Perhaps a few tens of thousands of ballots or hundreds of thousands. It's not a question of whether there's going to be fraud. It's a question of how much fraud there's going to be. And frankly, I'm very proud of this organization, Project Veritas, and our reporters, because we essentially have done something the FBI ought to have done themselves.
Well, and in the reality that you guys found this one story with 300 ballots in just one car, James, let me ask you to extrapolate at least on some level, how much worse do you think it is? Now, you have a congressional representative with Ilhan Omar. You even seem to indicate that she's looking the other way on some of this. What's your thought about how widespread this could be?
Well, this is one of the harvesters in the video. We've interviewed him. He's speaking in Somali, and he's talking about how he actually gets paid to vote, and he gets paid by Ilhan Omar. This city council candidate, the most powerful person in Minneapolis there, Jamal Osman, his brother is the harvester in the car. So this is kind of an open secret there in Minneapolis.
So how does it work? Walk us through what they do.
Well, they essentially go up to these residential communities, and in the videotape, they say that they, quote, take the ballots away from the elderly, and they actually pay in exchange for an absentee ballot that they themselves fill out. And a lot of the ballots that you saw in the car are empty, according to a member of the Democratic Farmers and Laborers Party guy that we spoke with. He actually says they were empty.
Just blank.
So it was blank. They fill out these ballots and they give them cash. $200-$300 is about what we've seen. And hint, hint, if you don't believe me, you're going to see more tapes coming out here today or tomorrow. And you see, I'm trying to get the journalists and these people to just call me a liar, and then I'll keep releasing more tape, and I'll expose not only that they that they are not doing their jobs, but they're lying about Project Veritas.
And how far the cover-up goes.
Exactly.
James, for people that want to say thank you for the work that you do, or they want to join your effort, or they want to do something to help the cause, what could my listeners do to help Project Veritas continue to fight this fight?
Well, the number one thing they need to do is we're looking for smoking gun evidence of the fraud. We're not looking for circumstantial evidence or hearsay or people's opinions. So if you're someone who's, say, privy to or close to this fraud happening and you see it happening and you want to record it or get our equipment, send us a note at projectveritas.com/brave. That's V-R-A-V-E. And we will get you the recording devices.
Yeah. From where you guys started to what you're working on now, how far has the Project Veritas web grown? Because you and I have been having these conversations for more than a decade.
Well, when I started talking to you 10 years ago, I was basically alone at my parents' house with a laptop.
Weren't you under house arrest at that time?
Federal probation, yes, for a Class B misdemeanor in New Orleans, which is
for doing your very job. Yeah,
one of the only times anyone has ever been sentenced to that for a misdemeanor.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've come a long way, and we've built quite an organization. We have a lot of undercover reporters. We're always looking for more undercover reporters. We're always looking for good people to work for us. Go to our website, apply to work for us, and help us do this work. Because
all right.
The only way that we're going to be able to change things.
James O'Keefe, keep fighting the good fight, and thanks for your time today. We appreciate
it.
Thank you. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more to get to. Thank you for being with us. There is so much that we are trying to stay on top of, as we are just 30 days out from the election, and it has never been as important as it is right now to fight that fight, to stay the course, and to stand strong. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Busy live shot of Times Square, the Hot Ticks area, if you're familiar with where you go to get your discounted Broadway shows, which, by the way, won't be available until June of next year now. They announced that update today. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. It's Radio Night Live. 300 radio stations across the country and coast to coast on Biz TV. And now we're streaming on Periscope, sometimes on YouTube, and on Twitter. And if you're joining us tonight at KMC Radio on Periscope or Twitter, you can find us. And you can talk back to us. You can log in messages and do that sort of thing. You can also call the number, 888-340-3373, extension 1 when you call, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Connie in Atlanta watching us on Biz tonight. Connie, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Kevin. I love your show.
Thank you.
The question that I'm answering is, what could President Trump have done or what could he do differently than has already been done concerning Corona? And here's my answer to that.
Okay.
I believe he could do a better job in setting an example in wearing masks. And I'd like to explain the reason that I say that.
Quickly. We're short on time. Go ahead.
I have a business in which I do classes for people that have run afoul of the law usually, and they have to spend several hours with me every weekend. We've had three different people that have been positive for Corona in these classes, and I didn't know it until afterwards when they didn't show up. And when I called to find out why they weren't there, they told me that they had Corona. But because I make people wear masks in my classes and wear them correctly, covering their nose, and I wear them too, no one in my classes got Corona. And we all know that masks don't protect the wearer.
Good
they
enough.
Protect everyone around you.
All right, Connie. Good. You made your case. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Yvonne watching on Biz TV in Tampa, Florida tonight. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for some positive input for change on TV.
Thank you.
I've just about quit watching all of it, but I think the media pundits are saying what they would like to see happen to our president, all of which is negative. However, they are underestimating our president and his determination, and I am very proud of him. And like many, many other people, praying for him and his family and his quick recovery.
He's fantastic. He's back at work. Like he kicked that thing in 3 days, and he got cleared with a negative test 2 days ago. So he's already back. Let me ask you real quick, Yvonne. We started the show with Joe Biden saying you don't deserve the right to know his idea of court packing. What's your position on that? Do you deserve to know? Or do you not deserve to know?
About his medical condition?
No, about Joe Biden's position on court packing.
Oh, I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you much, and thanks for listening every Saturday. I appreciate it. And thanks for your encouragement. We try to be positive. It's not always easy, but we try to. Hey, by the way, an update on our CSI project, trying to liberate 192 slaves by Christmas night. We're at 153, friends. Wow. Thank you. 39 slaves to go. You can help us tonight by calling 888-342-1010. These are human beings that are being kept in torturous and inhumane situations. 888-342-1010. $250 starts a brand new life for that slave. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming back, hour two.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.